Let's check in with our contestants. Robin Stipe, you say that you work at the Cheers of banks.
I do. Yes.
That's possible, huh? Let's hear why a financial institution is the bar of our dreams where everybody knows our name.
We do let people bring their dogs into the bank.
Yeah.
And we have a monthly raffle for Pet of the Month.
Do you like, is there a bunch of mattresses where you put the money underneath? Like, this doesn't sound...
We're very secure.
You're very secure?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, it sounds lovely. It sounds very lovely. Andrea Caballo, you say you love to travel, but it seems like you just like to travel to one place because you've been to Iceland 3 times.
Yes.
So why 3?
Well, the first time was on purpose, just to Iceland. The,
okay, yeah.
the second time
was a trick.
Yeah. The other 2 times we were just stopping, like for like a day
or
two.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Then we went off to another place.
What's your pie in the sky? Like, I really would just love to go to this place.
I would love to go to Australia.
Oh yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
What about Australia do you love?
I love the idea of emailing someone from the future. Or calling them.
Oh, because you are you're like a day and a few hours in the future.
Yeah.
And so you can tell them what the future's like.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you should go there like early November. Let's go to your next game. Robin, what is your favorite, like, as seen on TV product?
That microwave omelet maker really kind of entranced me as a kid when I saw it on TV, mostly because I thought there was some fudging involved in the footage that they showed you. And I never bought it, but I was really curious to know if it actually worked.
You mean you think like when they put it in and then they reopen the microwave? And that's...
I think that they cut something out in the middle there.
Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah. How about you, Andrea? What's your favorite scene on television
product? So my favorite one is a random one that I saw maybe like 3 times on a random app where basically the premise was nachos are way too messy for everyday life, and their thing was, hey, here's a bride, and she's trying to eat nachos, and it gets all over her. And their answer to that was nachos and cheese in a pouch that you put in your microwave that you then eat with a fork.
It sounds like a terrible solution in search of a not very real problem.
Okay, so Robin, Andrea, you get to play one of our favorite games. It's called This, That, or the Other. We are going to give you a word, and you have to tell me which of 3 categories it fits into. And today's categories are Star Trek, alien species, energy drink brands, and products sold on infomercials. So we're going to alternate back and forth. You don't need your buzzers to buzz in. Robin, you won the last game, so if you win this, you're going to the final round. Here we go. Robin, Leucozade.
I'm going to guess alien species.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Andrea, can you steal?
Let's go with energy drink.
Energy drink is correct, yes. Energy drinks have weird names. All energy drinks taste to me like they are made of like boiled down vitamins mixed with lasers or something. Blech. All right, Andrea, Acomerian.
Star Trek alien species.
That is correct, yes. Of course, you remembered them from episode 57,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah.
Robin, Floby.
I'm going to guess energy drink.
Sounds like it flows right through you. I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Andrea, can you steal?
Is it an infomercial?
It is.
Product?
Yes, it is a... But it was actually a vacuum with a blade in it that you would use to cut your hair, and the vacuum would vacuum up the cut hair at the same time.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's what everyone used it for. Andrea, grab it.
Infomercial.
Yes, that is an infomercial product. Can you guess what it does?
Does it help you reach and grab things?
You would think so, but it helps you combine gerbils with rabbits. No.
Tired of combining gerbils and rabbits the old way?
Exactly.
What a mess.
You just see someone with pots? All right, these are your last clues. Robin, Zorbies.
Ooh. I'm going to guess alien species.
I wish they were. Sorry, that is incorrect. Andrea, can you steal?
Is it an energy drink?
Oh, no. It is a infomercial product. It's an absorbent towel that absorbs other towels. All right, Andrea, Bacchus D.
Star Trek Alien.
Oh, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Robin, can you steal?
Energy drink?
Yes, it's an energy drink. It is very popular in South Korea. Puzzlegur Archung, how did our contestants do?
Congratulations, Andrea. You've tied it up. One game apiece.
Whoa!
So now it's time for a quick game three. I'm going to give you a category, and you'll have to go back and forth naming things that fall in that category. The first contestant to mess up, either by guessing incorrectly, taking too long, or repeating an answer, will be eliminated. You're going to have to buzz in to answer first. Here's your category. 10 cities in North America have hosted either the Summer or Winter Olympic Games. Name them. Robin, you go first.
Atlanta.
Atlanta is correct. Andrea.
Vancouver.
Vancouver is correct. Back to Robin.
Salt Lake City.
That is correct. Back again to Andrea.
Lake Placid.
Lake Placid, also correct. Robin.
Shoot.
Give you 3 seconds.
Boston.
No, I'm sorry. That is incorrect. Congratulations, Andrea. You're moving on to the final round.
Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Andrea in our final round at the end of the show. And if you are turned on by inventions, we've got a musical parody game that will make you scream Eureka. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.